This is BBC Radio 4. Now, here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday, the 2nd of November. There are warnings of gales in Viking, South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy, Saule, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low, Shannon 977, expected Tyne 967 by 1800 on Saturday. New lows expected Saule 982 and Malin 972 by the same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, southeast 5 to 7, backing east 6 to gale 8. Showers, good. North Utsira, southeasterly, backing easterly 5 or 6, fair, good. South Utsira, 40s, Cromarty, easterly or southeasterly 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later, rain, moderate or poor. Fourth, Tyne, west Dogger, southeasterly 4 or 5, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. East Dogger, cyclonic mainly southerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, rain, moderate or poor. Fisher, southeast 5 to 7, backing east 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later, rain, moderate or poor. German Bight, southeast 5 or 6, increasing 7 or gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later, occasional rain, moderate or good. Humber, Thames, south or southwest 5 or 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, perhaps storm 10 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, west or southwest gale 8 to storm 10, rain or squally showers, moderate or poor. Biscay, west 7 to severe gale 9, perhaps storm 10 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, west 5 to 7, occasional rain, moderate or good. Fitzroy, west 7 to severe gale 9, perhaps storm 10 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Saule, Lundy, Fastnet, west gale 8 to storm 10, occasionally violent storm 11 at first, rain, moderate or poor. Irish Sea, southwest becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in south, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, South Rockall, northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, but storm 10 of violent storm 11 at first in Shannon, rain, moderate or poor. North Rockall, Malin, cyclonic 5 to 7, showers, good. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, Southeast Iceland, easterly or northeasterly 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later, except in southeast Iceland. Rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Now, here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, northeast by east 3, 11 miles, 978, falling. Stornoway, east northeast 4, 24 miles, 982, falling. Lerwick, southeast by east 5, showers 16 miles, 992, falling. Wick Automatic, east by north 6, moderate rain 2 miles, 985, falling. Aberdeen, southeast by east 2, moderate drizzle 1 mile, 982, falling more slowly. Lucas, northeast by east 2, recent rain, 3 miles, 981, falling. Bridlington, south southeast 5, 983, falling quickly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, 6, 5 miles, 991, falling. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west 6, 5 miles, 990, falling. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west by south is 7, 989, falling more slowly. Jersey, west by south 6, 5 miles, 993, falling slowly. Channel light vessel automatic. West by south, 5 miles, 991, falling more slowly. Milford Haven, west-southwest, 5, 8 miles, 984, falling slowly. Aberporth, southwest, 5, 8 miles, 983, falling more slowly. Valley, southwest by south, 6, recent rain, 3 miles, 979, falling more slowly. Liverpool Crosby, south by east 3, 16 miles, 980, falling more slowly. Valentia, southwest by west 5, slight showers, 4 miles, 979, falling quickly. Ronald's Way, southwest 5, 977, falling more slowly. Malinhead, east, northeast 4, slight rain, 5 miles, 975, falling quickly. Macrihenish Automatic, east by north 4, 5 miles, 976, falling quickly. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, a deep area of low pressure moving across central England will bring severe gales or storm force winds to the English and Bristol channels for a time during Saturday, along with some unusually rough seas. Thereafter, winds will ease, but with low pressure becoming slow moving over the United Kingdom, unsettled and in places windy conditions will persist. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. East, 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later, rain moderate or poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Cyclonic, mainly southeasterly, backing northeasterly 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 in far north, decreasing 4 at times in south. Rain, showers later in south, moderate or poor, occasionally good later in south. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southeast, becoming cyclonic later, 5 or 6. Occasionally 7 later, occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Cyclonic mainly south or southwest, 5 or 6. Increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southerly or southwesterly 5 or 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southwesterly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 to storm 10 for a time, rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West or southwest, 6 or 7, increasing gale 8 to storm 10 for a time, rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwest, veering west, gale 8 to storm 10, veering northwest 5 to 7 later, rain or squally showers, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwesterly, veering westerly, gale 8 to storm 10, occasionally violent storm 11 for a time, decreasing 5 to 7 later. Rain or squally showers, moderate or poor, occasionally good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Westerly or southwesterly, becoming cyclonic at times, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, mainly in south. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwest 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic, then north later 4 or 5, showers mainly good. Isle of Man, south or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6, backing southeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less later, showers good, occasionally moderate. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Cyclonic 5 or 6, becoming variable 3 or 4, then north or northeast 4 or 5 later. Rain at first, moderate or poor, becoming good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Cyclonic 5 or 6 becoming variable 3 or 4, then northerly or northeasterly 4 or 5. Rain at first, moderate or poor, becoming good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, northeasterly becoming cyclonic for a time 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later, rain then mainly fair, moderate or poor, becoming good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, easterly or northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, mainly north, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And finally, Shetland Isles, east backing northeast later 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 at first, occasional rain, mainly in south, good, occasionally moderate in south. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. And that is all from me for tonight. My name is Vijay Alice. Have a good night.
It's 1 a.m. GMT. Hello, I'm Jamie Robertson. This is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. In America, the evening is falling. In Asia, the sun is rising. Here in London, we're fusing the time zones together. Our top story, Fitbit and Google, a technology marriage made in cyber heaven, or a data security risk? And is this a threat to national security?
Number two, you ever think, you know what? I'm gonna be a responsible child and I'm gonna do the dishes. And on your way to do the dishes, your mom says, "Ayo, make sure you do them dishes. See, now I don't wanna do them anymore."
China says it has reached a deal in principle with the US a few hours after it won a separate trade agreement at the WTO. And how vegans went from faddy eating to a mainstream industry. That's Business Matters here on the BBC. First, here's the latest BBC News.
I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. The British government has halted fracking in England because of safety concerns, adding to the number of European countries that have put a moratorium on the practice. It did so after a British Oil and Gas Authority report warned that it wasn't possible to predict the size of any earthquakes linked to fracking or when they might happen. Katie Prescott reports.
Supporters of fracking hail it as an abundant and homegrown source of energy that would reduce the UK's gas imports while creating well-paid jobs along the way. But the earthquakes that accompanied its discoveries have made it hugely controversial. Operations near Blackpool were put on hold following tremors in August. Now a report by the Oil and Gas Authority says fracking is not safe and companies must stop their operations, no more licences will be granted, unless and until further evidence is provided that it can be carried out safely.
The former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke has dropped out of the US presidential race. He said his campaign for the Democratic Party nomination didn't have the means to go forward. Here's our reporter in Washington, Chris Buckler.
Beto O'Rourke launched his bid to become the party's presidential candidate with a front cover photo shoot for Vanity Fair magazine, something which boosted his profile, but which he later admitted was a mistake. And he struggled to make an impact in the crowded debates between the Democratic contenders hoping to win the nomination. He thanked those who had supported his campaign and said he would work to ensure Donald Trump was defeated. The president's response was a post on Twitter that mocked Mr. O'Rourke's claim that he was born to be in the presidential fight. Mr. Trump tweeted, "Born for this? I don't think so."
The Moroccan authorities have sacked the director of the prison where a protest leader, Nasser Zefzafi, said he was raped and tortured. Mr. Zefzafi was given a 20-year jail term in 2018 for his role in protests that shook